I will get James Schramko tattooed on my buttocks.
This is Super Fast Business with James Schramko. James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schramko here, and this podcast episode is the first of a kind. Actually, this is listener call-ins from the application that I've got installed on most of my websites, which is called SpeakPipe, and it enables people to leave messages. Now, some of the messages I got, I guess I could have expected. Some of them I would never have imagined in a million years. Listen in to find out what was so interesting when I went through my SpeakPipe messages.
Hi, I'm just checking to see how this service works today.
Well, Jim, as you can see, it works just fine. Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, James, this is Tim from Canada with a quick question on password protection. I'm the tech guy behind melissawest.com's website and membership site. And first, may I just say a special thank you. Melissa's business has absolutely exploded since following and learning from your various products and online teachings. She was recently voted number one yoga teacher in Canada. Her online membership site is growing, and we're taking the show on the road for a few weeks. This is inspiration from your recent trip to Europe. I've decided to take the plunge on hiring another VA to help do the distribution of her podcasts, videos, and video blog posts to the various channels. Once I've set up the SOP, my concern is passwords. Do you recommend an online password protection system? The idea being that I would like to have a single password for each VA hired, and if we part ways, I simply change one password rather than the dozens of passwords for YouTube, etc. I seem to remember you mentioning this in either Fast Word Formula 3 or perhaps it was a podcast. I just really appreciate the help, and the videos you provide are just phenomenal. Many, many thanks from Tim up in Canada. Cheers.
Hey, Tim, thank you for that. It's great to hear that Melissa's going so well and that you're really implementing the stuff we talk about. In terms of team password protection, we've tried both PassPack and LastPass, and by far and away the most reliable and easiest to use was LastPass. We did have problems with the other one. So LastPass is my recommendation for the team. When it comes down to individual use, I'm still using 1Password and I'm on Mac. And another good solution for individual users on PC is RoboForm. It certainly makes moving around the websites much, much easier, because the last thing you want to do is have to try and remember all those passwords or put them into some kind of spreadsheet. I hope that helps. Thank you for leaving a comment, Tim.
Hi, James. I will definitely be taking the pressure off and having more focus on less things so that I can be more successful.
Thank you, Kay. It certainly is the right thing. Have less things. Things become so much easier with that sort of focus. I'm sure you'll have a great year.
Okay. Hi, James. My name is Valkyria. I'm not really good at recording, but I just feel to say that I have been following your posts on Facebook and seeing how much reaction you've been having. Definitely it's because you are making a difference in people's life, not only through the amazing content and support that you're delivering to many, but also because you are yourself. You are real. You are the real deal. You're not trying to be anything extra, and therefore you just bring the best out of you. Letting your light shine, ask those haters to use a sunglass and keep doing what you're doing. Don't react that it's not good for you. So let them write whatever they want to. Don't feed your energy. Don't get frustrated. Don't be upset. You know, we can't please everybody. So keep doing what you're doing. Well done.
Well, Kido, I just want to say thank you so much for your positive comments. And I know I do react sometimes to the comments that people make. And I also understand that you can't have people who love your content without the odd person that thinks you could improve. And I also know that sometimes when people say things, myself included, that we're really just expressing something that we feel about ourselves. So your words of encouragement are very heartwarming, as are the many comments and emails that I get. And I think that the reason I keep listening to them, or I guess observing them, is because sometimes they're actually right. Look, I know I have really got a lot to learn with audio quality and lighting and film, and maybe I should shave more. Maybe I could adjust my wardrobe a bit. I guess the main thing is that I'm just out there doing this stuff, and it mightn't be perfect, it mightn't suit everyone, but I'm doing it, and I encourage others, step out there and do something. Come and post your comments about what you've done as a result of seeing me get out there with a low bar so that everyone else can safely proceed. So I really appreciate those comments. That is very heartwarming. Thank you.
Hey, James, this is TJ. Just wanted to say thank you for your help. I was making a little less than $2,000 a month. With your advice, I made $8,000 in my first month. And just wanted to thank you for that. And cheers.
TJ, thanks for posting that. I know someone listening to that might think that is an extraordinary claim, but you are an extraordinary person because you did something that not many people do. You got a hold of me. You asked me specifically what it is that you could do to get better results, and I told you exactly what worked for me. And the thing that you did that's different to many is you implemented. You took a proven formula, you executed perfectly, and it's no wonder that you've had such an outstanding increase in your income. It's because you applied a known and proven strategy. So thanks for posting that, TJ. That's really encouraging. And I know you're just at the start. You're at the foothills of an extraordinary career. So this is just exciting for you and for me and should be inspiring to listeners.
Hey, g'day, James. Peter Stone here. Just got your latest offering and everything. Fantastic to see in the direction that you're heading. Keep up the good work. Loving the content. Thanks so much. Couldn't resist clicking on send a voice message. Awesome. Thanks very much. Cheers.
Well, thank you, Peter. And just because you clicked on that button, you now get to be listened to by approximately 3,000 to 4,000 listeners. So now you're famous. Thank you so much for leaving that comment. That's very nice.
Yo, hello, my name is Michael Hill. I am a fan of your website and would simply like to say how amazing and impressive you are. I love your send voice message system. This is awesome. I believe I will get James Schramko tattooed on my buttocks. I love you. Goodbye.
Hey, Mike, thanks for leaving that message. Be sure to spell my name correctly. If you're going to put the ink on that backside, make sure that it's the right spelling. I want to say thanks to you too, Mike, because you definitely have been an inspiration in my journey. You taught me many things for the first time, such as unique landing page for each traffic source. You showed me CPA marketing and CPV bidding. The presentation you gave at Underground 4 was one of the most phenomenal presentations I've ever seen for content. I mean, I came out of there with a phone book and promptly quit my job. So I owe a lot to you. You showed me the iPhone. You showed me the Facebook app on there, the touch to tag a name way back before anyone else was. You told me about Kindles. And you've got one of the best Facebook groups on the planet, the Internet Marketing Super Friends. Plus, your course, CPA Tsunami, is still occupying space in my cupboard, and I've pretty much thrown the rest out. So thank you, Mike Hill. You are a legend, sir.
Hi, James. I just wanted to say thank you for your emails and all of your support. Just wanted to say you're doing an awesome job and keep up the good work. Cheers.
Thank you, Steve. I really appreciate that. It's nice to know that someone's actually listening to this website. When you first start out publishing, it's kind of like you're doing it in a vacuum. And then at some point, someone contacts and they make a comment. And for this technology to be able to leave a voice message, I really think that's the next level of connectivity. We get to hear the personality behind the comment, and it's great. Now, listeners, if you want to be on the show, just go to superfastbusiness.com. Have a look down the side. You'll see the option there to leave a voice message. And remember that anything you put there, I may publish. So just make sure you're happy for that to go up there. I won't reveal all your details unless you say your name. I do see the name and the email address, but of course I won't publish that.
Hi, James. My name is Stefan. First of all, just wanted to say that I really like your style and like what you're teaching. I listen to your super fast business videos, or actually on the podcast mostly, but also visiting your pages time from time. So no, it's a really great job. I had a question about some shows ago. You talked about that you use an VA from the Philippines for, among other things, doing the transcripts from your videos or the MP3s. Do you have any recommendation who to use? I'm looking for some videos from the Philippines as well. And one thing I'm really excited and looking into is to make more videos. I'm doing some now, but also doing transcripts and try to follow your concept that you have there for both the MP3 and the videos as well as the transcripts. So if you have some recommendation where to find a good VA from the Philippines, I would be really happy. Thank you very much, and continue. I will be here listening to you every day, more or less every day. So bye.
Stefan, you've raised some great points there. Firstly, if you want to learn exactly my process for this MP3 and video publishing, I've published Own the Race course for free on superfastbusiness.com. You can also pick it up in iTunes and listen to the whole thing, and it's on YouTube. But if you go to owntheracecourse.com, you'll get sent an email from me the following day with a link to every one of the modules. Now, I love the Philippines because the people are so nice and they speak fantastic English. But if you're just doing transcriptions, check out a service called Fox Transcribe. You'll pay about $1 per minute with a 48-hour turnaround, and they're very accurate. Now, I do a lot of content. I mean, I'm putting out probably 2 pieces of premium content per day. So I have full-time staff to do these things. But if you're just doing a little bit here and there, then get a service where you're paying per transcribe minute. That might end up being a little bit more cost-effective for you.
Hi, James. I'm an American who just moved to the Gold Coast. I've got some experience in new media and SEO and IT. I was just curious if you had any advice for someone starting a business here in Australia who came here without any connections. What would be your first step if you were in this sort of a position? Thanks. Talk to you later.
Hey, Ian, welcome to Australia. The snakes and the spiders, they're not as bad as everyone says, okay? So you will have a great time. Now, if you need income in a hurry, then this might surprise you, but I suggest that you actually seek employment. There's plenty of media agencies and corporate gigs for people with these sort of skills. I think the fact that you are from the USA might play to your favor because it's still considered that there's a leading edge over there in the USA for this internet stuff. There's a little bit of a time lag for corporate Australia between the stuff that's over there and over here. Now, that being said, as soon as possible, I would say build up your own business, whether you start out as an affiliate marketer or a authority blogger who creates products and workshops and services, and perhaps you could become a reseller of media services like SEO and websites, like a lot of people do with my own products and services. That would be a good start. You can find out about that on superfastbusiness.com/reseller. There's pretty much a menu of all the things you can resell. Your job is to go out and find customers, whether you go to business meetings or networking functions, and find people who need a website. And I'm sure you've already dealt with people. You may have had a removalist or a furniture mover help you move things when you set up your place. Perhaps you've dealt with local tradespeople to install a satellite TV or whatever. You're probably in contact with the type of people who would need a new website and an SEO package. So that is a great start, and certainly scalable up to 7 figures plus. And I know several of our resellers are making mid 6 figures, and some of them are doing a little better than that. So that's where I would go as quickly as possible. In essence, I would recreate the kind of business that I have actually created, and then I'd work that through to a mature phase. So have a great time in Australia, but remember that from Australia, you can see all the markets in the world. And for that reason, I've got customers nearby like New Zealand, and then all the way over there in North America and Canada and the UK. And it's great that we can deal with any other country. Anyway, I hope you have a great time, and hopefully some of those things help you.
Hey, James, Mark Effinger here. Hey, man, you know, I usually stay away from IM-oriented stuff just because, well, you know, the deluge of cheeseball IM stuff. But I got to tell you, man, you do good work. Really appreciate it. And anyhow, keep it up. The one thing is great. It's an approach that I use consistently. And I have a number of friends who turned me on to it. Between that and energy management, rocks. So anyhow, keep it up, brother. You're doing well. Appreciate it. And when I head down under, would love to stop by and say hi. All right? Be well. Bye now. Oh, and have a great 2013, man. You're rocking it.
The technique Mark was talking about there is the one thing, that is just focusing on that one thing that is going to get you the results that you need, even if it takes the next few days or the next week. Because if you did one thing per week, that'd be 50 things a year, allowing for Christmas and perhaps a birthday or something. Mark, thanks for your comments. And my goodness, haven't you got the most amazing radio voice? Seriously, that is solid. I love that you took the time out to make a comment. And absolutely, when you pop down to Australia, please let me know. And I'm sure we'll be able to find a coffee shop that will blow your mind after that Starbucks stuff they spoon onto you over there. Thanks so much for calling.
Hi, how are you? I'm very happy that I received such good quality information from you. I have a proposal for you, business proposal, and it's a pretty amazing thing. If you basically, it's a multi-platform that joins merchants and customers instantly, and basically it's a network marketing where the product is...
Oh, sorry, Bart. Is that the time? Look, I'm going to have to cut you off just there. Thank you very much. But really, I'm not even the slightest remotely interested in multi-level marketing. So thanks so much for the call. I'm sure it'll be wonderful. And if it does indeed become more successful than Google, as you suggested on the call, then you will be absolutely doing splendidly. So thanks so much for calling. And it's time for the next listener call-in.
Hello, James. It's Caroline here, Caroline Jones from Wales. And I'm on your webpage, particularly on the post, increasing your video results. And I'm just about to create a text message to place on top of a thumbnail for a video I'm uploading to YouTube. You've said that you get some fantastic results from that, so it's easy enough to do. So we're going to try that and see what happens. But perhaps as importantly, I've seen lots of web pages with this little tab on the right saying send a voice message. And so I just had to have a go. So there we go. A little message for you. And perhaps we'll speak at some point. Bye now.
Hey, Carolyn, thanks for leaving a message. I'm glad you're getting into conversion optimization. I'd love to know what results you got for your video thumbnail test. And I'm glad you did click on the leave a message thing. It was lovely to hear your voice. And from another country, all around the world here from superfastbusiness.com. And by the way, because you like trying out new things, did you know that it's impossible to lick your elbow with your tongue? Give it a shot.
Hi. Does this really work?
Hey, Tresha, absolutely it works. Thanks so much for leaving a message.
James, I would love to take you up on your offer to be on my podcast. I've just started a new one. I've been podcasting for some time, but I now have a new podcast that's called Gainfully Unemployed. I first heard of you through a mutual friend, Tim Conley of the Foolish Adventure podcast. I was in episode number 94, I believe it was, and you came several episodes later, and really, really enjoyed your view on things. So I would love to have you share your story on my podcast. Thanks for all the information that you share. I really enjoy it. Thank you.
Well, that was Carl from Gainfully Unemployed. And the good news, listener, is that I did take Carl up on his offer and we recorded the show. You can go and listen to it at Gainfully Unemployed. And if you have a podcast or you have an audience that you'd like me to speak with, And if you want to interview me, perhaps, then hit me up. Send me a note at superfasthelp.com and we can get in touch. Tell me about your show, what your audience is interested in, what sort of reach or customer base you have, and then we'll organize a time to get on there and spread some good ideas.
Hello, this is a test. I just wanted to say hello and see how everything's going. I liked your presentation where you talked about your trip to the hairdresser. And anyway, thanks a lot for providing great value and have a great day. My name's Greg Bell, signing off.
Thank you, Greg. If you enjoyed the hairdresser one, you might also enjoy the Ferrari visit and also the gelati factory. Those were also popular episodes in that sort of series from the European tour. I will certainly put up more stories as I encounter things in my everyday life. And I guess that's part of the fun, is sharing real stories and having a look at how we could approach our business as a result of something we learn out there in the wild. So thanks for commenting, Greg.
Hey, James. Gabriel Machelet here from Intern Ninja in Marimbula in New South Wales. Mate, I love your podcast. I'm listening to it frequently. And I have a question for you. The question is this, when do you know when to stop? When do you stop building? When do you realize that you had enough and that you're happy with the way, I mean, your business is, and there's no need to keep building? Part of the issue that I have at the moment is that once you achieve a certain level of happiness and kind of like financial, I mean, freedom, so-called freedom, it's kind of difficult to be able to stop and just enjoy it. And my big question and my big dilemma in 2013 is, how do you make the decision of if it's worth it to keep working more and more and more, or you should just, I mean, stop and try to consolidate what you have? Okay, so it would be great if you can actually talk about it in one of your next shows. And hey, enjoy the pool. See ya.
Now, that comment came from freedomocean.com, my popular podcast with Tim Reed. And we talk about that sort of stuff all the time. Where do you stop? Well, I say enjoy the journey. Make sure that you are getting the results you want and that you're prepared to pay the price. So for me, I'm doing what I love. I like talking on the microphone. I like making videos. I like discussing business. It's what I would do regardless of money. If I didn't have to do anything else, then I'd probably gravitate towards this, which is pretty much what I've done. And money has become less of a concern. And I now have more flexible schedule. I pretty much have a free calendar. So it comes down to just gravitating to the things you enjoy. And if it happens to be able to make an income, then that's great. You can be doing something that you're good at, something you enjoy, something that makes money. That's the classic hedgehog principle from Jim Collins, good to great. And I just say, pick, you know, where you're at. Are you happy with what you've got? If you're feeling trapped by material things, read up on some Dalai Lama or some minimalist stuff. Maybe you can be happy with less. I know that I get a great amount of satisfaction in my business when I rub my whiteboard down, when I remove complexity, when I streamline things, when I eliminate, delete, purge. You know, I have very few things in my garage and in my wardrobe because I don't want to be bound by them. I like to be kind of flexible. I have backpack, a passport, and a Mac Air. I can be anywhere in the world in a day, and that's what I enjoy. I like to be able to enjoy the fruits of those decades of hard labor. So make sure you enjoy yourself along the way there, Gabriel. I really appreciate you asking that question. So that finishes our listener feedback show. If you want to leave a message, again, go to superfastbusiness.com, click on that speak thing, and I'll potentially put your recording up. And if you've got a question, I'd love to answer it. It's another way for us to hear what our listeners sound like. We can sometimes see the avatar, but this is a great communication thing. I don't know if you like this format or not. Let me know. It's the first time I've ever done this, and maybe it'll be the last time. But if you enjoyed it, then leave a comment or leave me a message, and I appreciate you tuning in. Thank you. I'm James Schramko. This is superfastbusiness.com, where I help you profit faster.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.